Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I was just telling Michaela the story of
the best story I've ever heard.
One of the better moments of my career. Doja Cat, Need to Know, is by the way, I didn't realize until the other day when her new song came out, and she said, "Hi, this is Doja Cat."
Yeah.
For years, I've said Doja.
Same.
Like Asia Wilson.
Yeah.
I've said Doja Cat.
Same.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
And
we have.
It's hard J. Doja. So we're playing that Doja Cat, Need to Know, which, you know, great song, but we're a toy drive, right?
Yeah, lyrically, so it's a little risky.
Yeah, spank me with, so the, there's a mom there with her kid, and she's standing in front of the speakers, covering his ears, it was inappropriate. Look, I pressed the button. It's my fault. Uh-huh. But I just...
You thought you were being a funny guy.
I got in the headphones to Kayla.
Yeah.
And I go, and there was an F word involved. And I went, yeah, spank me, whip me, welcome to Toy Drive. But it also had an F-bomb in it. And our mics were also on.
It was on the microphone, Adrian.
Oh, and our mics were also on.
I'm dying for you. So I would have literally never been able to keep a straight face.
Why am I sweating right now?
Your face is red.
3 years ago, at least. And I'm sweating.
I don't know how you haven't told me that story with all the times we've heard that song, but it might be one of my favorite Kerr moments for you.
I honestly, a lot of...
Welcome to Toy Drive.
Yeah. Spank me, whip me. Welcome to Toy Drive. Bring your kids.
Everybody celebrates differently.
Yeah, the mom covering the kids' ears. Yeah, I love it.
That's behind your own doors. You do whatever. Yeah, that's crazy because, I mean, honest to God, even literally, what is bigger? Cracker Barrel controversy, shoved aside.
Yeah.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, God, I love that soundtrack.
Oh, sure.
What the heck?
But overshadowed. By the news of literally, I follow news organizations. I follow on my phone. I follow news organizations. I follow sports. I a number of different ones. The NFL, the NHL. Literally, I got notifications. I got 50 notifications all at the same time. Taylor Swift is engaged.
The phone
Taylor Swift
blew
and Travis
up.
Kelce are engaged.
Yeah. Our boss actually texted me and was like, if you want to make a post about it. And I was like, I hear that also every outlet, friend, cousin, and family has posted about it. I don't think I'm giving any breaking news here, my guy. Literally for the rest of the day.
It kind of. No, and then honestly, the fun haters at Odyssey then came out and said, and came out with all these different, everybody on the planet is doing a meme, right?
I know.
Our fun hater company, who's so afraid of being sued, comes out and says, you can post the images that she posted, but you have to give her credit, her and Travis. Why am I speaking so softly?
I don't know, because we're talking about
I'm
things.
Embarrassed.
Because the fun haters have seasoned you out of, it's the worst.
Oh, they've sucked the love. They've sucked the joy. And it was like,
give credit to Taylor Swift. She doesn't have enough.
She's got bigger fish to fry right now.
She didn't take the photo.
What they're worried about. They're worried about because they got sued for one thing before. And then I don't know if we got sued or somebody else got sued, but it was for using unauthorized stuff on your socials. And, you know, and there was money to be gotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I just feel like there can't be any rules. Every single person, even I saw a meme. This guy was like, you know, I was a football fan, but now I'm just a Swiftie. It was like so hilarious.
Yes.
And it's so cute. I will say, though, and this is not to take it to a different place, but if I was the ex of Travis Kelce, just with my personality.
Or any of hers,
I would be screaming bloody murder inside. Like, it's enough when you guys break up, there's an ex, and then it's everywhere.
Yeah. But you know what's you know what's bigger than all of that?
What?
Combined?
Oh yeah.
Mm. I love it. Period. Go. I'm not gonna lie. In the same breath yesterday, because when it broke, we were in the middle of a meeting, and I said, "Whoa!" Because again, my phone started blowing up, and I went, "Whoa!" Taylor and Travis got engaged. And of course, it was met with, as you would imagine, just like, oh, that's great. Yeah, let's stop the meeting. No, it is big.
Meeting adjourned, baby. That's big news.
And then literally somebody in the meeting went, who really cares about that? And I just showed
them
my phone.
Don't tell me the name. Don't tell me the name of who said that.
Malvin.
No.
Oh, you said
no,
Malvin.
You don't tell me who said it.
Why?
Because I'm going to go off.
Great. No, I want you to. Mouth it to me who you think it is.
No, I have no idea. There's someone in the sales team. Sales? No. Oh, my goodness.
If you guys could see what I'm seeing, they're literally just communicating facial expressions and fingers right now.
You said half of it.
I am so baffled. It's almost like we were at a music station that plays popular music.
But didn't get it. Like, does anybody really care about that? It was like, oh, my God. Stop it. Now, by the way, can just a little word to the wise from your friends here. Don't be that person right now. Don't be that person.
Say it.
That wants to go. Oh, no one cares about it. Who cares? A lot of people rain on their parade. Yeah. And just because you don't, just stop.
Yep.
But we do know. I didn't even say. Oh, I did say hello. I want to go to Disneyland. And we played the music. Everybody's going crazy. 1 in 6 shot right now. It's 702-364-9898. Who knows? You may show up. There may be a wedding going on. Who knows? It could be anywhere. Where do you think they'll get married?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll break this down. Domestic or international? Do you think they'll get married in America or will they go to Europe?
Domestic.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll happen in the backyard of that house where they got engaged.
You might be so right. I also have a theory. Somebody was like, can you believe that on July 7th, 2023, Travis Kelce showed up with a friendship bracelet trying to get into an elevator, and now he's marrying this girl.
Yeah, know this. Shoot your MF shot.
Mm-hmm. They're going to bring the team. So many people have to come,
sorry,
I think.
I did this. We need.
Sorry, I got excited. Okay.
Yeah, no, I did that.
All right, that's
I'm
enough.
Sorry. That's me.
It's okay.
I spun us. Okay. I didn't mean to.
We're back.
To me, it was a quick thought, a fleeting,
yeah, it's
if
gone.
You will.
It's done. It's out
a
my
fleeting
mind.
Thought. But yeah, we'll get into it in a minute with the first pick. 702-364-9898. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. 1 in 6 shot. High number is?
018.
Uh-huh. And the low number is?
011.
702-364-9898. Call us now. Chet Buchanan Show. Let's just get right into it. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by our friends at WSS. Get huge Labor Day savings starting this Friday. Shoot, that's day after tomorrow, thank God.
I know.
Buy one, get one 50% off on all clearance in-store items. WSS, best value always. Call us now. We're playing high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. If you're calling number 25 right after this.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
First pick coming up in a hot second. First, we got to play Hello, I Want to Go to Disneyland. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I'm not even quite sure why I'm playing that music because I want to get right into it. I'm not trying to play around. I'm trying to
98.5 KLUC.
We were talking about Taylor and Travis and other things. Who's on the phone, sir?
That'll be Samantha Capps from the Lakes.
Hey, Sammy Capps.
Hey you.
I like people who get up earlier and in a good mood.
Oh yeah.
Because I come in hot. I bounce out of bed. I'm ready to go. I'm never better than I am when I first wake up. And I like people who are like that. I can tell you're that person.
This helps for sure.
So are you?
I'm excited.
Are you aware of the situation here? We got a 1 in 6 on high low. I want to go to Disney.
I'm aware.
Oh. out. Okay.
Come on, Sammy.
Okay, there's good things. I think good things are about to happen. The high number, Michaela, is?
018.
And the low number is?
011.
All right, Sammy Caps from the Lakes. What number is it that's going to get you 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney?
Okay, guys, I know it only is one number difference, but I have to go with 17.
Oh, you're playing the edges. I like it. I like playing the edges. Zero, what? Everybody always goes down the middle. You're playing the edges. I dig this.
I am.
017, final answer?
That's my final answer.
Nope. Too high.
Too high.
Sorry, Sammy.
Well, now you made it. Now it's a 1-in-5 shot. Right on. We'll try again coming up at 7.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have a great day if we don't talk.
That sounds good. You too.
See you later.
Bye.
I dig her. I like her energy.
I like her too.
I like her energy. I wish she'd have won.
Sammy girl. I thought she was going to. I had a feeling.
I thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try again coming up at 7 o'clock.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So much happening. First pick is brought to you by Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall, giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Find out more from them at nccvibe.com. This is just, okay, this popped up a little bit, probably right about the time that Taylor and Travis got engaged. Because, you know, his dad busted out that they've been engaged for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right about the time that they did the podcast,
mm-hmm.
you know, and came out with the album. We all kind of knew.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Didn't you feel it in your bones?
That yeah, they were she's already a strategist. No surprise is actually a surprise.
He's not dumb either.
Mm-mm.
Everybody always kind of goes, well, he's dumb. No, he plays football. He ain't dumb.
Yeah.
Are you also under the impression that he would have proposed to her had they won the Super Bowl?
Mm-mm.
Because that's what I maybe. Thought. Because I'm like, if he did it before the season,
maybe
he was just waiting for a good opportunity.
He was waiting for the right moment.
Unfortunately, they got stomped, so it's not the time to do it after the game.
And she said, okay, great. Nobody talks about this until the dust settles from me announcing the album.
Yeah.
We're letting this be this, and then that is that.
Yeah.
Because she's wicked smart.
See, that's why I think he wouldn't have proposed. Let the Super Bowl be the Super Bowl. No matter how it goes, let the football players celebrate, whatever. Everything is a separate issue.
You know how everybody says, I want to know when I'm going to get proposed to so I can get my nails done.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm making the voice. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do that. You think I'm making fun. I'm not. Do you surprise Taylor Swift with a proposal? Like, do you do that at the Super Bowl without her knowledge? At the risk of death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to go. We got so much today. This thing popped up a couple of weeks ago. The following cities and states will pay you to move there as long as you're eligible and as long as you're willing. So let's assume you're eligible. Would you be willing? For example, would you take $10,000 cash If you purchase a home worth more than $240,000, they will give you $10,000 cash to move to Newton, Iowa. Are you taking that deal?
No.
I'm not taking that deal. $10,000, but I got to buy a house worth $240,000, which is a great deal. I'm certain. I have no doubt that Newton, Iowa is lovely to some people.
Yeah.
For some, it's the greatest place on the planet.
Absolutely.
To me, if I slow down below 60 on the way through, you're probably getting a deal yourself.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Oh, wait. God, this is like the third time this week I've had to do that. Stop the song so I can tell you what the prize is. Let's do Hot Wheels Live. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, Glow and Fire, Saturday, September 13th at Orleans Arena. Somebody, and it's four, by the way, it's four tickets for that. And then somebody's getting upgraded to
VIP.
Let's go. Okay, good. Yes, you're right. Let's go. First pick. Hit us up right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
First pick coming up in a hot second. First, we got to play Hello, I Want to Go to Disneyland. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I'm not even quite sure why I'm playing that music because I want to get right into it. I'm not trying to play around. I'm trying to do
98.5 KLUC.
We were talking about Taylor and Travis and other things. Who's on the phone, sir?
That'll be Samantha Capps from the Lakes.
Hey, Sammy Capps.
Hey, you.
I like people. I like people who get up earlier and in a good mood.
Oh, yeah.
Because I come in hot. I bounce out of bed. I'm ready to go. I'm never better than I am when I first wake up. And I like people who are like that. I can tell you're that person.
This helps, for sure.
So are you...
I'm excited.
Are you aware of the situation here? We got a 1 in 6 on High Low, I Want to Go to Disney.
Oh, I'm aware.
Okay.
Come on, Sammy.
Okay, there's good things. I think good things are about to happen. The high number, Michaela, is...
018.
And the low number is...
011.
All right, Sammy Capps from the Lakes. What number is it that's going to get you 4 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney?
Okay, guys, I know it only is one number difference, but I have to go with 17.
Oh, you're playing the edges. I like it. I like playing the edges. 0, what? Everybody always goes down the middle. You're playing the edges. I dig this.
I am.
0, yep. 1, 7, final answer?
That's my final answer.
Nope. Too high.
Too high.
Sorry, Sammy.
Well, now you made it. Now it's a 1 in 5 shot. Right on. We'll try again coming up at 7.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have a great day if we don't talk.
That sounds good. You too.
See you later.
Bye.
I dig her. I like her energy.
I like her too.
I like her energy. I wish she'd have won.
Sammy girl. I thought she was going to. I had a feeling.
I thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll try again coming up at 7 o'clock.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So much happening. First pick is brought to you by Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall, giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Find out more from them at nccvibe.com. This is just, okay, this popped up a little bit, probably right about the time that Taylor and Travis got engaged. Because, you know, his dad busted out that they've been engaged for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right about the time that they did the podcast,
mm-hmm.
you know, and came out with the album. We all kind of knew.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Didn't you feel it in your bones?
That yeah, they were she's already- a strategist. No surprise is actually a surprise.
He's not dumb either.
Mm-mm.
Everybody always kind of goes, well, he's dumb. No, he plays football. He ain't dumb.
Yeah.
Are you also under the impression that he would have proposed to her had they won the Super Bowl?
Mm-mm.
Because that's what I Maybe. Thought. Because I'm like, if he did it before the season,
maybe
he was just waiting for a good opportunity.
He was waiting for the right moment.
Unfortunately, they got stomped, so it's not the time to do it after the game.
And she said, okay, great. Nobody talks about this until the dust settles from me announcing the album.
Yeah.
We're letting this be this, and then that is that.
Yeah.
Because she's wicked smart.
See, that's why I think he wouldn't have proposed. Let the Super Bowl be the Super Bowl. No matter how it goes, let the football players celebrate, whatever. Everything is a separate issue.
You know how everybody says, I want to know when I'm going to get proposed to so I can get my nails done.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm making the voice. I'm sorry. I don't mean it. I'm not trying to do that. You think I'm making fun. I'm not. Do you surprise Taylor Swift with a proposal? Like, do you do that at the Super Bowl without her knowledge? At the risk of death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to go. We got so much today. This thing popped up a couple of weeks ago. The following cities and states will pay you to move there as long as you're eligible and as long as you're willing. So let's assume you're eligible. Would you be willing? For example, would you take $10,000 cash If you purchase a home worth more than $240,000, they will give you $10,000 cash to move to Newton, Iowa. Are you taking that deal? No. I'm not taking that deal. 10,000, but I got to buy a house worth 240, which is a great deal. I'm certain. I have no doubt that Newton, Iowa is lovely to some people.
Yeah.
For some, it's the greatest place on the planet.
Absolutely.
To me, if I slow down below 60 on the way through, you're probably getting a deal yourself.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Oh, wait. God, this is like the third time this week I've had to do that. Stop the song so I can tell you what the prize is. Let's do Hot Wheels Live. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, Glow and Fire, Saturday, September 13th at Orleans Arena. Somebody, oh, and it's four, by the way, it's four tickets for that. And then somebody's getting upgraded to
VIP.
Let's go. Okay, good. Yes, you're right. Let's go. First pick. Hit us up right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Brought to you by Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall. Giving away a $10,000 scholarship. More info at nccvibe.com. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Leanne Herbert from Boulder and Lake Mead Parkway.
Let me ask you this. Adrian. Scale it. Somebody's going to work.
Hi, Leanne.
Yeah, you are. Adrian, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about Taylor and Travis getting married, getting engaged?
Like a 7.
Michaela, 1 to 10.
Like a 7.
I'm a solid 8.5, maybe even a 9.
Nice.
Yeah. Leanne, how do you feel about it?
I love Taylor Swift, so yes.
Give it a number between 1 and 10.
A 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's... Here's the thing about it. I was trying to, in my brain, come up with when was the last time we saw a relationship that everybody was so interested in?
I know.
Harry and Meghan, sort of. William and Kate, sort of. You can't really... It's apples to oranges. I mean, Charles and Diana... That for the old schoolers.
Yeah,
that,
true. It's in
also,
that lane.
And it's also pre-internet. That's pre-internet era.
Yep.
I guarantee this. I'll make a bold prediction right now. Taylor and Travis getting married will be the most watched wedding of all time.
Listen, if it's anything like the podcast that broke a Guinness World Record, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's killing it.
So, Leanne, West Virginia is giving you an incentive of $12,000 plus an outdoor recreation package and a co-working space. But you have to move to either New River George, Greenbrier Valley, Morgantown, where the university is, Eastern Panhandle, or Greater Elkins. All of them sound very small. Would you go to West Virginia for $12,000, an outdoor recreation package, and a co-working space?
Yes, of course.
Would you?
I definitely would.
By the way, all of these are legit, and all you need to do is be able to work remotely and be able to relocate soon after you are selected. All of these are actually available. Michaela, are you going to West Virginia?
I'm not, babe.
My grandma's from there, so maybe. I might want to go check it out first. Adrian, you going to West Virginia? Tulsa, Oklahoma, giving you $10,000 after you purchase a qualifying home and a 3-year membership also to a co-working space. Are you picking it all up and leaving it all behind for Tulsa, Oklahoma, Leanne?
Oh, it's snowing too much, but yes, I would.
I love Leanne. She's like, okay, yeah.
Leanne's ready to
and
go
yes.
now.
And I love Taylor. I know, I love her.
Michaela.
No.
Tulsa.
No.
Adrian.
Tulsa. Nope.
I liked Tulsa. It's okay. It's real small. It's got, you know, yeah, it's small. Topeka, Kansas, offering $10,000 to be allocated for rent in the first year of your move. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
$10,000 for rent. Or they'll give you $15,000 to put towards buying a new home. Are you going to Topeka, Kansas?
I am.
Why are you trying to leave us? Literally, why? Okay, so
she's
you're
like,
going to say
anywhere.
Yes.
You can always come back.
You're going to say yes.
I love Leanne.
Ketchikan, Alaska, $2,000 and 3 months of free internet.
Yes.
Newton, Iowa. Oh, we already did that one. Baltimore, Maryland, $5,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance.
Oh,
that's not a good deal.
It's not.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It costs you $5,000 to move there. I think I'm turning that one down, Leanne. As your representative, I'm turning
it. Yeah, Leanne, we can't allow that.
On your behalf, we're not letting you go to Baltimore. And by the way, Baltimore. Baltimore's a touch sketch. So, all right. Well, let me ask you this. One final question. Will you accept 4 tickets for free to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire Saturday, September 13th at Orleans Arena? Will you go to
Yes, I will. My baby's birthday is on Saturday, and I was not expecting anything.
Bang.
Oh, my
present,
God.
Present secured.
Oh. His birthday is Saturday.
Perfect.
His name is Leo Herbert. He goes to Thorpe Elementary School.
Perfect birthday present secured.
The best. Leanne, you're the person done. In the world.
Hey, will you put a star next to her name, too, about the upgraded VIP? Because there's a backstage tour, goodness. VIP merch, and behind the scenes. You haven't won that yet, but it's going to be a 1 in 5 shot for you. Okay?
It's definitely worth it.
All right. Hang on 1 second. We got to get some info from you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Liebman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store. This is just freaking adorable. This woman whose name is Verity, V-E-R-R-I-T-Y. That's kind of fun.
That's a cool name.
She lives in Australia. She returned home to find her previously rain-exposed laundry neatly folded and placed on a bench by her front door. So she, of course, she goes back and looks at the security camera. She's like,
what the helly?
Who's touching my drawers? The mailman was going by. He said that he simply thought for a moment about whether he could save the laundry because it was starting to rain. He actually is quite skilled at the laundry folding. It only took him about a minute and a half.
Oh, my God.
This is her talking about it.
I thought this was really odd. Get my delivery. But when I got home, I didn't just find my delivery. I found our washing because it started to rain. And the postie took our washing off the line because it was raining. How's that for service?
How's that for service?
Yeah, by the way, is there anything hotter than an Australian accent? I am not sure.
Yeah, folded up sheets. They're hard to fold.
Yes, with an Australian accent.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. This dude near Vancouver, Canada, dug through 20 tons of trash at the dump to find his wife's wedding ring. They've been married for 26 years. She was out throwing stuff away. They've got a compost pile. I never understand how this happens because I can barely pry this thing off my fingers. Ever.
Dude, I still haven't found my wedding ring. And I'm telling you, it depends on if you're swollen or not. It slips off sometimes. It's crazy. It does happen. I'm literally the victim of it right now.
Well, apparently I'm always swollen.
You're just
or something.
Well, good. That's good for your wedding ring.
I don't know. So he was like, you know, obviously she's freaked out. He's like, I got to do something. They've been married for 26 years. He goes to the dump and convinces them to let him go digging through, which, okay. And they even grab their excavator, the big machine.
Yeah.
You know, and they help him.
Oh, I love this.
Hang on. Let me see how much they tell. His name's Steve. His wife name's Janine. Some dude named Danny who works at the dump, and yeah.
I said I'd go to the dump in the morning and ask them if I could go through the compost pile.
My brain was trying to figure out a way to tell him to go buy his wife new wedding rings, and it was all slimy with popcorn and butter.
She basically broke down crying.
Well, yes, because I know how much he loves me that he's willing to go through a rotten, stinky compost pile.
I don't think he really believed that he had found it, even though he had them both in his hands.
It's not the money. It's the sentimental value.
It's the money.
I love them.
After just a couple of hours of digging, they found it. He found their stuff. You know, hey, this looks like our stuff. And then he dug in. She was throwing out some popcorn. He found popcorn. Found.
Incredible. No, what are the chances?
No pun intended. I dug deep into that story. I really did.
Way
no
to go.
Pun.
Yeah.
Truly no. Way to go. No pun intended. Mm. And then this, the best quinceañera ever. A couple who works as trash collectors used all their money. So they don't make a lot to start with.
Yeah.
They do okay, but they don't make a lot. Used up all their money to throw their 15-year-old daughter a quinceañera. A bunch of people they invited weren't able to make it for whatever reason. Hmm. Girl's name is Isela. Her dad did not want the leftovers to go to waste. They bought food for 40 people. 40. And not like nobody showed. So
sad.
And I'm not sure why either. She's a cute girl that doesn't, you know what I mean?
It's yeah.
So he goes on Facebook and says, hey, I had food for 40. I don't want this to go to waste. Come and get the food. Post goes viral. People come out of the woodwork to throw her a real party.
Oh, my God.
Photographer offers her a photo shoot. More than a dozen different bands said that they would play for her for free. A bunch of local businesses got on board. The local government said, yeah, you know what? Just have it at the stadium.
Oh, my God.
Don't have it in your backyard. Have it at the stadium. 2,000 people from all over Mexico showed
awesome.
Up for it this last Saturday. They all brought gifts.
Oh, my God.
The two biggest gifts changed her life. Her hometown gave her a 1,000-square-foot plot of land, free of charge, no taxes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her local government gave her a full-ride scholarship to go to college.
Oh, my God.
She's hoping to be a teacher someday, and hopefully she can put a house on that land.
That's incredible. Wow. Oh, God, I love the internet sometimes so much.
What is this salty discharge coming out of my eyes right now? Seriously. I didn't think it'd get me like that, but it's a little bit of a choked-up good-feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
You guys are ready. We're ready. Let me hit this button, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you rip me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I mean, I'm assuming. Michaela, are you ready? I didn't ask.
Ready, baby.
Adrian, are you ready?
Board ready, baby. Let's go.
You always ready. I don't have to. It's the old Snoop Dogg line. Stay ready so I don't have to get ready, cuz.
Damn straight.
702-364-9898. Why would we waste time? The 1 in 5 shot. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland. High number is
017.
Low number is
011.
Like I said, 1 in 5 shot. What are you waiting for? 702-364-9898. That's our phone number. You need to be calling number 25. Play high, low. I want to go to Disneyland. Only on the Chet Buchanan Show right now.
Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
What are you looking at me for? What'd I do? What'd I do? I thought you were...
What are you Who's looking at you?
Huh?
Not me.
Huh? What?
Nothing.
Huh?
Just excited. It's a big moment right now.
Oh, well, let's hope so.
98.5 KLUC.
To say something right now, and this has nothing to do with anything. It's just general, statement. Who's up? First of all, who's on the phone?
That'll be Jordan Alvarado from Desert Shores.
Jordan Alvarado from Desert Shores. I like it. Yeah, don't take the lucky one. I'll say that, apropos of nothing, as they say, as the kids say. Don't take the lucky one. Jordan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, you know what?
Hi.
I gotta be honest, I expected a dude.
I kind of did too, and then I loved, she was like, hi.
No, girls named Jordan are dope.
Mm-hmm.
Girls named Jordan are awesome. Honest to God? Okay, Michaela, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Okay, Michaela, okay. I've never met a Morgan that wasn't hot. Have you ever met a Jordan that wasn't hot? Not me.
Actually, the girl that I went to high school with, Jordan, she was so beautiful.
So hot.
And she was cool. Right? She's a cool girl.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is tracking.
It's predestined. It's preordained. Yeah. It's the kind of, you know what? It's the kind of girl that wins high low. I want to go to Disneyland.
Yes, that's, let's go.
That's what Jordans are. Jordan, hey. Jordan.
Yes.
Your high number is?
017.
Your low number is?
011.
What you going to do?
Let's go with 027.
Well, okay, you can, except the high number is 017. See, so
017, sorry.
Yeah, so if I
let's go with 013.
Well, now, did you hear what I just said a second ago about that lucky one?
The lucky one. Sorry, my kids are in the car with me.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So I haven't asked final answer yet. So we've heard a couple mm-hmm. of different things. Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to get serious and make an actual guess? Your high number is 017. Your low number is 011. Okay, let's just start all over again.
98.5. KLQC.
Jordan Alvarado of Desert Shores. Your high number is?
017.
Your low number is?
011.
Okay, quit fooling around. What's your guess?
Let's go with 017.
No, 017's the high number. I appreciate that you've never played this game
before. I know, my girl, come on.
Okay, so here are your choices. 012, 013, 014, 015, or 016. Those are your choices.
015.
015. Final answer?
Final answer. That's what my kids are telling me.
They said 015?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
At least somebody's paying attention.
You get to go.
You did it! Man.
Oh my God.
They're extremely excited in the back seat.
It's amazing. Honestly.
Is the best.
You did everything you could to screw that up.
But the kids got it right, baby.
Yeah, thank God your kids are. Okay, so tell us about these kids. How many you got?
Two.
Awesome. How old are they?
9 and 5.
What are their names? Are they both in the two boys. No wonder you're distracted. What what are their names? Are they both in the car?
They are.
Okay. Well, what's the 9-year-old's name?
Landon.
Hi, Landon.
Hi, Landon.
What's the 5-year-old's name?
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Derek.
He's shy.
Cutie.
Fair enough. No, that's good. Okay. That's a good thing. Yeah, you know what? So you keep your mouth shut. You don't get in any trouble, dude.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
good work.
Like I said what I needed to say. That was the winning number. Yeah, proud and of you. We're going back to mute.
Strong, silent type. I like that. Yeah, see, Landon, you can't shut up. That's Landon. Landon talk for both of them. That's good.
He's the big brother.
Yes, he does.
So you've got 4 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. You may not know that when we're all done with this, we'll have a grand prize. Somebody's going to get upgraded to a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. But you've done your part now. You don't have to do anything else.
Oh, that is awesome.
Jordan.
Thank you guys so much.
Jordan Alvarado of Desert Shores. Winner number 2.
Yay!
On high low, I want to go to Disneyland. We will start a brand new game coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Brand new champ, Danica Nazar of Northtown next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, look at that. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And our champion coming back going for win number 2. Brand new champion yesterday. Danica Navarre from Aliante, which we know we've known all our lives. You're from Aliante. Uh-huh. Awesome. Yep. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Angela Flagger from Enterprise.
Right on, then. Hey, Ange.
I see. I love her already.
Look out, Danica. We got a wild one over here. Look out, Danica.
She's bringing the vibes. Danica was like, I'm not worried.
Yeah. Not concerned.
Yeah. Eyes on the prize.
Fine. Ange, I imagine you already know how to play the game, but we'll tell you anyway. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do it super loud and, make sure that we know it's you. However, do not answer. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first. A lot of times people think that, but they didn't. And the only other thing we need to let you know is your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Danica, why do we call her the commissioner?
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. The one and only, Michaela Gordon.
Gwen Stefani and her husband are producing a musical young adult series for Amazon. What is her husband's name?
Danica.
Oh,
I knew this was Shelton.
Is it Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Darn it, I knew that.
Of course it's Blake Shelton. Champion goes up one zip.
He is currently the face for Skims Men and has been touring.
Angela. Ooh, it's funny. Angela and Danica sound alike.
Uh-huh.
Angela to tie it.
I don't know.
You only have like 3 seconds. Two, one.
Crap!
Danica, do you know? You better
Post
know.
Malone?
Post Malone to go up 2-0. Yes!
Yeah, it is.
Champion 2, Challenger, Squadoosh.
This famous momager has admitted to having a full facelift.
Danica
for the win. Good Lord. Oh!
Chris
say it again. Jenner? Say it again, just so we can hear you.
Chris Jenner.
Yeah, Adrian. The reason I'm sorry for laughing while you were trying to answer. Adrian was giving it the night. Oh, he's giving it the.
Uh-huh.
He's giving it the
knockout.
He's going go to sleep. Game over.
Dang.
Oh, Angela, just like that. Ouch.
Yeah, but your energy was so solid, Ange.
Yeah. We like your vibe.
That was brutal.
You know what? There'll be more chances. In fact, we'll do new kids tickets for the first pick tomorrow morning at about 6:20, 6:15-ish. So if you can get up early, we'll make those tickets available again tomorrow. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Right, she said, have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah, I told you she won't sleep.
All manner of confused. That's right. Night, night. Danica, congratulations. That's New Kids on the Block tickets for you. The Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM Wednesday, November 12th, courtesy of Live Nation. Somebody is upgrading to bar stools on stage with a meet and greet, and we'll move that to the Saturday night show so you don't have to worry about getting up the next day, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And then we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend that title once again on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Add Taylor Swift to the list of people who have gotten a ring before the Dallas Cowboys or insert football team here in the last 30 years. What else? What was the other one? Oh, imagine being Kylie Kelsey, who really took a chance and met a random dude from Tinder at a bar,
God,
who also happened to be an NFL player, and now her sister-in-law is about to become Taylor Swift.
Crazy! I like Kylie. I think she's cool. She has podcast. We've gotten to kind of get to know her. She's great.
And Jason's cool.
Yeah.
Jason's cool. The whole thing is...
The whole thing's cool.
Whole thing's nuts, man. Shoot your shot. That's
totally.
That's the moral. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Before we get too far into other stuff? Hey, are your Secret Lives of Mormon wives, are they swingers?
No, they're not. That's why they have this reality show.
The internet says otherwise.
Yeah, but that's why they got this reality show to clear up what the internet said.
Oh.
And that's the whole buzz. That's why they went viral. And that's what they're trying to say we don't do anymore.
Yeah, because I didn't. Hold up. Anymore or at all?
So in the beginning, in the pandemic, they did this thing. So Taylor Frankie Paul, who's like the leader.
And who follows you, which is weird.
I love her so much. Great. It was that I was so pleased to see this. I love her. They had this mutual agreement. They didn't swing with strangers.
Yeah, soft swinging.
They did like soft swinging.
In their friend group.
In the friend group. In the married friend group.
Okay, so it did happen.
So it did happen, but it only was like kissing and like touchy-feely. That's what they said. So then.
Sometimes that's enough.
Yeah, it is. And they blew up to Mom Talk in the pandemic. And then they just went with it. And they just sort of took all the fame, did all of the things. And now in the reality show, Taylor Frankie Paul's like, yeah, we were doing our thing, but I was the only one who's blamed for it. And honestly, we're not swingers. We just were doing it in our friend group. And no, it's not swingers, something that we wanted to do like with other people. We surely don't want to do it now.
My line's black and white on that. I don't have shades of gray on that. When you're like, oh, they were just making out and touchy feeling. No, that's.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving you Taylor Frankie Paul's perspective and why they got this show.
Sure.
Because I hear that too.
I understand.
Of course. But that's what the whole premise is. They're like, we're not.
Do you believe there's no crime committed?
Look, crime or not, if Lisa was kissing anybody, I would light the house on fire.
Yeah, like, so that's crime.
That's crime. Me, 100%.
Jesse, the show Phyllis says they were soft swingers. Then a couple in the group took it too far and broke rules.
Oh, yeah, because Taylor Frankie Paul,
and then
who's still trying
up
to clear it, was like, I didn't fall in love with your man.
Love these.
Did somebody go? He says they took it too far and broke rules. Somebody went beyond.
Yeah, feelings got caught.
Oh,
yeah.
Those were the rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Among other rules, feelings got caught. It took the fun out. And listen, the Mormon community is tough. You're like talking about religion, too. So then the Mormon community was like, yo, you're putting like
sissy. I lived in Salt Lake.
Shade on our name. And then they were like, sorry, you guys, Mormon religion. And then
second used to be second largest group of LDS per capita right here, Las Vegas, Nevada, in the Vegas Valley.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, my best friend, Holly, lived across the street from me. She was Mormon. I used to go to church with her because I just liked to go places with her.
Yeah.
She let me wear her Choose the Right ring. Like, I get it. I love it. I respect it. I get their perspective, too. They're like, come on, you're making us look bad, babe. Like, we're not swingers. Stop it. And then she was like, okay, my bad.
But we're going to do a never mind.
Uh-huh.
It's not, listen, it's not for me. It's not for me to question.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We'll get you set up for Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland next.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
I'll tell you why, because we're going to play Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland coming up at 8 o'clock. Jordan Alvarado from Desert Shores joined Jason Schaefer from Red Rock. They both have won Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland. A brand new game starts at 8 o'clock. So therefore, the high number is
050.
The low number is
001.
It was interesting with Jordan because she had, and I don't think I'm not saying anything, you know, I'm not, I never try to hurt anybody's feelings or make anybody feel bad on this show. Sometimes you'd step in it, but I literally, I mean this with all love. And I think anybody who was listening then knows this is the truth. Jordan had no idea what she was doing.
No.
So, and it all worked out and she ended up winning, which was kind of funny. So here's how it works. So when we say the high number is
050,
and when we say the low number
001,
you're trying to guess a number in between those numbers, the high number and the low number. And then if you guess the correct number, you get 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort. It's really no tougher than that. So, and then of course it helps. It helps if you listen more often, you know, but it's up to you,
yeah.
I suppose.
Live your life.
Yeah, that's right. And then we'll play as close as we can to 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and 9 a.m. every day. Then our friends at Disney have said, well, this is great. How about when it's all over, after you give away the 14 sets of 2-day, you know, 4 2-day, one park per day tickets, why don't we do this? We'll pick one of those 14 and we'll trade their tickets for a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort.
Yes.
And we said, that sounds awesome.
Please.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So good. So now you're caught up. We'll play again in like 10 minutes.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
We got stuff to do. Let's get right into it.
98.5
KLUC.
Brother Adrian, who is on the phone, please, sir?
That'll be Josh Albretson from South Summerlin.
Ah, the city of champions, the new city of the city of U.S. champions. Summerlin, Summerlin,
Let's
South.
Go.
City of U.S. champions. How does it feel, champ?
It feels great.
Are you going
to do anything, but those kids are great.
Are you going to the parade?
I might take my daughter there, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'd go now.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be straight mayhem. I was just seeing Fox 5's going to cover it live. How great is that? Nick Carter's hosting it. I can't believe, honest to God, I had this moment with myself yesterday. I went, who the hell do you think you are? For a hot second. Because we're buddies with the president of Summerlin South Little
League. Yeah.
Buddy Chris Mallory. And for a moment, I thought about volunteering my services. Like, you know, hey, if you need a little help.
They would have loved to have had you.
Not when you got Nick Carter in the chamber. Not when you got Nick Carter locked and loaded. And I literally, I went, why?
Yeah, ooh. Come on, bro. Aren't you busy enough with this fear? Give it to my guy, Chet. Stop. Just stop right now.
Yeah. That parade is going to be bonkers.
Yeah, it is.
And it's great. I just want to go watch the chaos. I don't even care. I don't even care if I get close to wherever they're going to end up. It doesn't matter.
Just see it.
So I'm just saying, man, have a good time. Let us know how it is, Josh. Hello, Josh.
Josh. Oh, yeah, will do for sure.
Hey, listen, here's the other thing. I too live in Summerlin South, right there behind the Terribles at 215 in Town Center. I also know how the phone service sucks out there. So I thought maybe, just maybe, we lost you. But apparently we did not. All right, buddy. Brent, it does. Brent, I sat in my driveway yesterday for 15 minutes trying to get the stupid alarm system to load on my phone.
Because I was sitting in my
driveway.
Yeah.
I finally had to get out. I had to drive half a mile away to get phone service so I could turn the alarm off.
Oh, my God.
So I could get into my damn house.
That's so annoying. And also relatable.
So dumb. All right, Josh. Brand new game here. High number is?
050.
Low number is?
001.
What you want to do? Where do you want to start us at?
Going with my wife's birthday, 022.
022. I like the strategy.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened. 022. Final answer?
Final answer.
Why not? Give it a shot.
Nope. Too high.
Aww. Also, with the Taylor Swift news, I wouldn't put it past anybody being, you know what I mean? Being, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but being like that. But 022, not to be, sir. It's too high.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try again coming up at 9 o'clock, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Bye,
Have
Josh.
A great day. We'll see you, Josh.
Take care.
Bye, all right, man.
Thanks, guys.
Let's jump into relationship rehab really quick.
Let's go.
Alana in Silverado Ranch felt a real bond with you, Michaela Gordon.
Come on, dude.
Just a few months before you lost your stepmother, Alana lost, man, just read the words. Alana's husband lost his mother to cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Same journey.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this summer, her husband's father, Alana's father-in-law,
mm-hmm.
started seeing somebody, but nobody in the family was talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Not too, like it was all on the under, but they were all pss, 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 pss.
Of course.
His father, talking about her husband, his father refers to this woman as a friend.
Yeah.
We all know. Man, you know what's funny too is we all think that people, once they reach a certain age, that they lose certain appetites.
Yeah.
It ain't real. Now, I know it's disgusting, and I know nobody wants to think about that.
Yeah, but let them get it.
Yeah, but sure.
To get it.
But but I also understand people's emotions.
Yeah.
So his father refers to her as a friend, and everybody else in the family is upside down about it.
Oh.
So, says Alana, I finally got tired of everyone talking behind his back and brought it up to him. And he said, yes, they are dating.
Ooh.
It is that.
She got the info.
And he thanked me for finally asking about it.
Oh.
Because he knew everybody was talking about it behind his back, but not saying anything to him.
Yeah.
And he sure wasn't going to say anything to them until there was something to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I get that.
Now the aunties and some other family members are all mad at me, saying I was out of line and it, quote, wasn't my place. I thought I was helping, says Alana in Silverado Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is backing me, but I don't think his heart is in it. You get that too. You get that too.
He's like, with her because that's his girl, but but
the family. You know what it is? He don't want that smoke.
From either side.
He'd rather that just everything
be kosher.
So then Alana, I found this important. I'm part of this family too, says Alana, exclamation point. One of the aunties says I'm out of line because, quote, I'm not blood.
Oh.
Oh, well, you and Alana are bonded because Alana says that's BS.
Yeah.
I think they're embarrassed because I had the guts to say something and they did not.
Mm-hmm.
Am I out of line? Well, I think we know how Michaela feels. How do you feel? We'd love to hear from you right now at 702-364-9898. Listen, I just want to say it's bad juju if you only call for Disney tickets and you don't call for relationship rehab when there's not a prize. It's your own karma. You do with your karma what you want. I'm just saying.
Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is why Lisa Joniak gets all the good things. I'm telling you, this is why she. It's why the woman is like. How much have you lost?
80 pounds
through sheer, pure grit and determination, and just getting making stuff happen. This is why good things happen to her.
Yes.
Alana feels a bond with Michaela. They had a cancer loss in the family right around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this summer, the father, the widower, how do you say that?
The widower?
Widower?
Yeah,
it's the widower. He started seeing somebody. Nobody's talking about it. Because that was, that was the matriarch of the family. Now dad's got a friend. That's what he was saying.
Man's got a friend.
It's my friend. My friend.
It's actually so endearing they say
you
that.
Ever see the movie Better Off Dead back in the day?
No, I'll watch it though.
It's the 80s. Yeah, it's John Cusack movie.
Okay.
It's a bit of a cult classic.
I'll watch it.
Your friend. Can you say friend? That's where I got that from. Alana says, oh, so everybody in the family, and you know, and they're uptight, they're talking about him, but not to him. Alana finally goes, hey, you dating this chick or what? You know, or whatever she said. Dad says, yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And thanked her for finally talking about it because he knew everybody was talking about him, but not to him.
Yeah.
Now the aunties, but all the other family members are mad at Alana, saying that she was out of line and it wasn't her place because, quote, she's not blood. Alana thinks this is BS. Michaela blurted out a reaction that would lead me to believe that Michaela thinks that Alana's in the right.
Yeah, you know where I stand.
Lisa, what do you say?
I think Alana's in the right. You know, she obviously is in the family somehow. I guess she must have married into the family.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't always have to be blood in order to, you know, talk out in a family. And, you know, good for him. If he's and he has a new friend, then good for him. Like, you know, if your dad had somebody right now, I mean, good for him. He's not lonely then, right? He has a friend and he's going out and he's having fun. I don't know how you would feel, Michaela, but I think you would feel pretty happy for him.
Girl, the fact that you even know my dad's name, Rocky, like,
she pays attention.
Go off, sister, girl. Yeah, love you.
Listen.
And you're absolutely damn right. I'd like to put my dad on a dating app right now. He's like, stop, Michaela.
I've been rooting for your dad, Michaela. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for your dad. The fact that he lost your stepmother and the whole story of, like, you know, how you became close to her when she was ill was just, like, brought tears to my eyes, girl. I'm telling you, it was moving. But, Alana, good for you and good for supporting this man. Good for getting it out there. I hate when the family talks behind everybody's back and they don't say it to the person. That's horrible. Horrible.
And Catty,
good for him.
Catty B should be ashamed. However, I also, I'm not making assumptions, but I'm making assumptions. It's maybe a cultural thing. It's just kind of how they roll, in certain cultures. This is just what you do. Doesn't make it right, and you should probably mind your own business. And why do you not want people to be happy? Because everybody grieves. Listen, oh my God, I just thought of this. Previous co-host of this show,
mm-hmm.
Kayla lost her mom. She had brain cancer, and it was a long road.
Mm-hmm.
And through this, her dad, Kayla's dad, had a friend that they became close, and then those two started spending a lot of time together. Not long after Kayla's mom was gone.
Yeah,
I was mad. I was like, how could he? Oh my God. And then when I talked to Kayla and I said, are you okay with this? Cause I was ready to be angry on her behalf.
Yeah.
If she didn't want Pete, you know, messing around. And she was like, look, he's happy and that's all that matters.
Listen,
I was like, okay, then I'm happy.
I call my dad multiple times a day. And I will say now seeing this, I was like, I would never want Lisa to move on. If something happened to me, I'd never want my dad. I encourage deeply for my dad to find a companionship. It's really hard. He's really lonely. He loved my stepmom. If he wants to have companionship, I'm so all for it. And with the sister-in-law, when my stepmom was passing, my sister-in-law was deep in the trenches with us. If she had an opinion on anything, I don't like that. Well, you're not blood. Like, if you have a good sister-in-law, you have a good sister-in-law. Let her say what she's got to say. I like Alana. I think she did everything right.
Yeah.
I agree.
And again, yes, I agree as well. To give them
I have a little bone to pick with you, my friend. I heard something about you're not going to the parade today.
What are you doing right now? I have to host Mrs. America. I have a bone to pick with you that you're out of. I was just going to tell you, whatever we can do for you, please let me know what that might be. But now if you're going to be that way, forget it.
Well, no, I represent for you because, you know, understand you have another job to go to, and I get having other jobs, Chet. I support that for you. But I will support you two tonight. I will say I'm here for Chet and Michaela.
I think...
That's our girl.
I think there's going to be plenty of people at that parade. Our presence is not... I don't know that that me not being there is necessarily going to be felt.
We will miss you. We will miss you, though, Chet.
I don't think you will.
You supported this team, though, from the beginning.
Sure.
And, you know, the support that you gave them on the radio was amazing.
Still
do. Thank you for that. And just the fact that, yes, and just the fact that you can't go, it's, you know what, you have another job, and that's 100%.
Well, I got to go pay for the money that I gave them. I got to go make up that cash. My wife is starting to ask questions. Listen, speaking of asking questions, we got to go. Hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I've gotten a number of messages. Yes, cultural. Doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
But there are a number of, that's the way they roll. And they're fiercely protective.
Totally.
So,
listen, we're Italian and my dad's Jewish. Like, I get it. All the rest of my family would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But.
And who are you, outsider?
Yeah.
But this mm-hmm. is also a great way for her to come inside.
Definitely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To be into the, into the group.
She did great.
All right, fine. I think that's good. And sorry, I'm not. Got to go host Mrs. America. This was agreed to. Contracts were signed and whatnot. I got a tux.
Yeah.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, maybe I should just pay attention when we're going to play high-low. I want to go to Disneyland.
98.5
KLUC.
Sorry, I allowed myself to be momentarily distracted. I'm good now.
Okay, I'm just giving you the time to breathe.
I appreciate that. We're giving you space.
I'm not judging.
I could tell. I was taking the time.
It was silent support.
I was just letting it breathe like a fine wine. You know, you open up the wine, you just cram it down your throat.
Chug. You're
not
an experience, Chet.
Banging at it. Yeah, you just keep giving a minute to open.
And this price is the equivalent of that. So, you know, we're just making sure you're good.
Exactly.
You know,
I don't like that tie-in. I don't know.
I'll tie it in. Stop it. Scared of those lawyers.
Listen, he was riffing. We can't shut him down. He was vibing.
Who's on the phone?
Lisa Robinson from the Northeast.
Oh, yes. You know about that wine drinking. You know what I'm talking about, right? Lisa.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
We heard you the whole time.
Sorry.
Are you distracted as well? I'll tell you what, if I could rewind this whole thing like another, I don't know, 2.5, maybe 3 minutes, I'd do it completely differently.
No, I keep it.
I would you? Just
the lessons we learn on the way.
Wouldn't change a thing.
That's this is called authentic.
Yes.
Vulnerability.
Lisa, you good?
Yes, I'm here. I'm good. How are you guys today?
Hi.
Fantastic. We're good. No, we're great. So, listen, Lisa, you're
Yes.
Your high number is
022.
Your low number is
001.
What's what number are you going to guess?
So 022 and between 001.
I love this. People are just raw dogging this contest.
You know, I'm going to say 015.
A lot of times they were coming in, and they would come in with a plan. You know, people think about this. They study it. They grind. And this particular time around, They're just like, yeah, whatever, I'll call. I'll figure it out.
Just shooting the shot.
Now, I want to remind you that the last winner, the last one we did was 015. So, I'm going to ask you. So, yeah, so Lisa, here's what we get to do. I get to go, Lisa, is 015 your final answer?
You know, since it was the last, but you said it's random though, right?
Yeah, it's always random.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to switch it to, 010.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is stressful.
You don't say, it is
stressful.
All of a sudden, this game got very difficult. Yeah, it's a little bit of a grind.
I know, I'm getting nervous too.
All right, here we go. 010. Right? 010?
No, like 10, 010.
Yeah. Yeah. 010. Yeah. Like 10.
Yep.
Yeah. In fact, some would say exactly like 10.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, well, you hit the button.
Nope. Too high. Oh.
Yeah, you know what?
No,
and thanks for playing along. And honestly, there's a lot of folks that are pretty happy with you right now.
Yeah.
And the good news is we got a little bit to think about it. Come back with a plan and play again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. All right?
I sure will. You guys have a good day. Thank you. Have an amazing day.
She's great.
I loved her.
Oh, God, me too. And like I was saying, so many people come into this game with a plan.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed the last couple, or they're just raw dogging it. They're like, oh, well, okay, those are the numbers I have to choose.
Yeah.
Even though we say it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But they're just like, well, all right, I'm going to try it this way.
Totally.
So however you do it. So 010. Oh, we haven't had anybody be too low yet, have we now? We've only played twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just like that, it's already a 1 in 8 shot.
I love that.
For tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland only on the Chet Buchanan Show and only on 98.5 KLUC.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
I love this so much. You want to screw with ChatGPT? You want to send ChatGPT into a tailspin? Because there are times that it seems like there's nothing that AI can't understand.
Truly.
And then there are times when AI sounds really stupid, really silly.
No, for sure.
You can play tic-tac-toe with ChatGPT. It'll assign a number for each one of the squares, a cell, if you will. It will even update the grid for you between your moves and its moves. It's kind of fun. You can play ChatGPT against all night long if you wanted to. Probably tie just about every time. Then somebody asked ChatGPT-5 what the implications would be for a game of rotated tic-tac-toe. So same game, you just turn it 90 degrees right before the start, and it can't do it. Humans, no problem. ChatGPT is like, yeah, we get it that it's the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looks the same.
Of course.
But it's different.
This is so funny to me. I love it.
And what's really funny, they doubted whether the AI doubted whether a human could handle it.
No, listen, I love this. I feel vindicated because Lisa has a relationship, my wife, with ChatGPT. I've never seen anything like it. She goes to it for everything. And sometimes it gets a little sassy with Lisa. So now I'm like, haha, you can't do something. Don't ever be rude to my wife again.
It said, here's what it said would be a problem for us, for the humans. Most of us have built strong visual habits seeing tic-tac-toe boards in the upright orientation since childhood. Rotating it breaks those habits.
Oh, God.
You ain't talking about us, ChatGPT. You're talking about you.
Okay.
You're talking about you.
Feels like someone
still looks the same.
Feels like someone's projecting.
Same idea. Instead of instantly recognizing corner, center, edge, players need an extra mental step to orient themselves. That and then the asymmetry and blah, blah, blah. It also BS'd a bunch of other stuff. When it was asked to rank different rotations of the board based on difficulty, and it botched a drawing of how the rotated tic-tac-toe boards would look, because you know why? It would look the same. And they were trying to make it look different because to them, it is different.
Yeah.
It's great.
Sounds like a personal GPT.
And they can't figure out what's making the AI fall off the rails, but it's clearly not accounting for the difference in how a computer looks at things and how a human looks at it. So suck it, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Take that, AI.
Woo!
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is the more you know before we go. And that's the sound of my brain exploding. Mm-hmm. In 1925, archaeologists were excavating the ruins of ancient Babylon. And what did they discover? A museum.
Oh.
The museum dated back to 530 BCE, which I've never heard of. I have no idea what BCE is.
No.
I've heard of BC. Yeah. I don't know what BCE is. There were artifacts from 2,000 years before that.
Wow.
So they found, they just, yeah. All right. Imagine digging through the ruins of a place that's 2,500 years old and finding artifacts that archaeologists 2,500 years ago discovered that are 2,000 years before that.
I want you to know that I trust you immensely, and I'm looking at your mouth, and I watch it move, but I'm still a bit confused.
Remember how I started this?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
My brain exploded. The items were neatly arranged side by side and even had what they considered to be labels for these things.
That's crazy.
You know what? That's it.
That's a lot for my brain to handle.
Okay, for a third time.
I know. I'm sorry.
Ahead. Do it with me. One, two, three. Blown.
I know.
Mind. Done.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, can't do any more. Follow us on social at 95KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANN. I'll see you tonight if you happen to be going to Mrs. America at the Westgate. That stage is like a second home for me.
So fun.
And I really love it. And I love all the people. And they basically just turned me loose and let me do my thing. My script isn't even a script. And it's kind of fun.
Hell yeah.
Now that I've said all that, that sounds like a lot of pressure. But okay, whatever. I like it. I'll tell you how it goes. I'll tell you how it goes tomorrow.
Kill it.
Adrian, what you got working?
We are quite frankly chilling today. So please follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. If you got time, you need something to do, go ahead and watch Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube. And don't forget that subscribe button.
And Michaela Gordon.
We are launching something really new, actually, at Fontainebleau tonight. Live band karaoke with DJ Lisa Pittman and my band.
Yes.
It's going to be so fun at Azul. So come by. It's going to be pretty rad. I'm really excited.
Yes.
We've been working hard on it.
That's
you got to come,
amazing.
Chetty. You got to come when you don't have to do a million of your jobs.
So live band, but if you got to, you flip it in with the DJ and the band plays along. Is that somewhere close?
So the first hour, the band will play with DJ Lisa Pittman, so it'll have that element. The second hour, you go on stage, you sing your tunes with the band playing behind you. Yeah. Like you're like totally rock starring it.
And they know all of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or do you choose
There's a song list, QR code.
I do this all day.
Yeah.
I could ask you questions forever. Just go. If you want to know more, go to Fontainebleau. Hey, and much love to everybody heading out to the parade tonight. Summerlin South Little League at downtown Summerlin tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Go early, because I imagine it's going to fill up quick. And let's go Aces.
Woo!
Big game. Oh, my God, big game.
Yeah.
For the number 2 seed in the WNBA as it stands now with about a week and a half to go. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. We'll come back and talk about all of it and play High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland tomorrow morning. Make sure you call somebody today. Tell them you love them, that you haven't done it in a while. Yes, you can do that every day. Somebody said, am I supposed to do that every day?
Yeah.
Yes. Because by the time you rotate through, it'll be time to call them again.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you might not get that chance again. And make sure to be a friend to somebody who might not otherwise have a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to save. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this, that we love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
The Chet Buchanan Show.